Mickey Hart, these interviews at All Ireland semi-finals, obviously somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. And I know probably you now on the worst side of this today, probably already in your head going through the shoulda, woulda, couldas. But we always say we're watching this, you imagine Mickey Hart's got a plan. There's always a plan, there's always something. And I just kind of felt if he had that extra minute or two, things could be different again.
Well, that's it. It was the game went down to the wire, and I suppose we were probably in quite a good control of the game in the first half. So it was very disappointing. Probably we should think we should have been further ahead at half time. I think we caught Kerry a bit by surprise in the first half, but we don't think we had enough on the scoreboard to really justify the superiority we had in that first half. And they were always going to come back at us. That's what good teams do. And you know, then it became a point for point game. It was going to be anybody's game at that stage. When they broke and got the goal, I think that put paid to our chances, because all they had to do was cover our scores from there to the end, and that's exactly what they did.
It must have been very hard for you standing there on the line knowing that it was going down to this, the point for point, the one-man tussles here and there, that kind of thing, knowing that one small little thing might have turned it back in your favour.
Well, that's true. It's a small margins at this level, and they make a huge difference. And I can't fault our players for their effort, and they tried their hearts out. And I don't know, maybe need some objective viewer to see did the decisions go harshly against us overall. And at this point in time, I get the feeling that was the case.
I have to say, I'd be as objective as you could be. And again, I'm only watching it first time around. I felt one or two decisions, a bit soft toward Kerry. And then maybe perhaps as well, the 6 minutes extra time, I would have felt perhaps. Now, again, I didn't have a stopwatch out there. I thought we might have had an extra 30 seconds or a minute. Would that have made a difference? Who knows? It might not have.
Well, that's it. Another minute, we'd been very glad of it anyway. We had a chance. I think, you know, when you announce 6 minutes and you study the amount of interruptions there were after that, you would have felt there should have been at least another couple of minutes, and I thought the 6 minutes was quite short anyway to get in the number of stoppages and substitutions that was made in the game. I felt there should have been more time, but we didn't get it.
One thing we do have to point out was the brilliance of Cathal McShane. Definitely Kerry didn't know what to do with him in the first half. In the second half as well, he kept playing. He didn't get as much space, and a few things perhaps went awry, but that's probably due to the pressure being put onto him. But he was immense throughout the whole thing, when everybody else, a lot of times, are being kept quiet.
Yeah, he's had an immense season for us. He's a top-class player. He never gives up. He never lets up. He just goes for everything. And it's a shame that he wasn't on the winning team today. And in fact, it's a shame that those players didn't get more today. Often people say you get what you deserve in sport, and sometimes you don't.
Finally, before I let you go, you yourself, you've had a long season. You've had many's a long season. Your reflection of the year of how Tyrone football has gone, obviously you're thinking, well, it's never as good as the years I won All-Irelands. But you yourself, how are you feeling about it now?
Well, I think we're a work in progress, you know, and you like that work to go on an upward curve, and I suppose it was doing that until right now, today, and we hope that we'll go up on another curve and get back to the final again. But it's in a bit of a plateau at the minute as we stand right now, so we have to go back and try and see can we move on to be better than that.
People listening to us might say, how does Mickey Hart keep going back to that well? It must be hard at times.
Well, it's challenging on days like today, but you know, that has always been my way, that when things happen that don't go the way you want, that happens in life too, and you have to roll up your sleeves and just take the rough with the smooth, and today's been a rough day.